The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, reshared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Daddy, please. This is torture. I can't watch you go through this anymore. Oh, for the love of everything that is holy, please let me help you. You do need help. I'm telling you that right now. It is causing me literal physical pain watching you struggle through this alone. I am a one-girl intervention right now, and you need one, clearly. It's like you told me once, there's no shame in asking for help when you need it. Oh my God, Daddy, this isn't like that. It isn't pity, it's just, well, let's face it, you've got a lot going for you. You're handsome, distinguished, smart, charming, and funny, but you absolutely suck with computers. Daddy, of course I don't mind helping you. I'm not trying to embarrass you. God, look, I know what's going on, and you would figure it out, but it would take you at least a few hours. And yes, I could walk you through it, but what's the point in that? I like being useful to you, Daddy. And besides, it would still take at least twice as long as if I just did it myself. You don't even have to move. Just roll your chair back a little. There. Now I can sit in your lap. You didn't see that coming, did you? Come on. It isn't like it's the first time. Sure, it's been a few years. I was a lot smaller. But it lets me work. Don't pretend like it's the worst thing ever having me in your lap. Okay. Yeah, I can fix this, but it might take me a few minutes. Let's just see. Okay, I'm going to download a few utilities I need, and it shouldn't take very long. Okay, while we wait, you should really let me install Linux on this thing. Your PC is a bit old, but it'll run it no problem. No more viruses, and if anything goes wrong, it'll be much easier to let me help you. Daddy, of course. You'll like have a graphical interface and stuff, but you'll have your browser and LibreOffice, and you can watch movies and listen to music and all the stuff you love. It just won't, you know, suck. Okay. Yes, I know you love to game, but a lot of games run on Linux natively now. Steam does too. Oh, and if you run into any problems, we can probably use Wine to get your games running. No, I don't mean we get drunk. It's an emulator that's good at playing the older PC games that you love. Okay, I just gotta start this, and yep. Oh, wow. That's more malware than I expected. Out of curiosity, did you click any shady links? You know what I mean? Like pirated games or porn. Ugh, Daddy, you have to be more careful than that. This is why I hate Windows. Like, yes, you made some mistakes, but clicking the wrong download link shouldn't be enough to cause this mess. No, I'm not trying to nag you. I just worry what you would do if I wasn't here to help you. While we wait, we have to choose a distro for you. That's like a flavor of Linux. If I install Ubuntu, you could be up and running again in one afternoon. I'd do my best to get all your games running too. Other distros? I really think Ubuntu would be best. Becky loves Arch, but just between me and you, she's a bit of a pick-me poser, at least with regards to operating systems. She can code like a fiend, though. Okay. All right, I just gotta reboot. You know, I could totally do all the setup work. I don't mind. You know I'm good for it. Maybe you just don't want to hang out with your nerdy daughter that long, hmm? Am I really that annoying, Daddy? I know, I'm just giving you shit. We could have, like, a fun afternoon, and I could teach you everything you need to know. Oh, look! There it is! It's all fixed! See how everything is loading faster, too? Okay. Yeah, it took less time than I expected. One sec. I'm just making sure that I removed everything that was causing you issues. Okay. Huh? Yes? I do have to go through your folders and browser history. Ooh. Look at this. Naughty, naughty. You were, sure looking at some interesting videos, though. Let's see. Stepdad punishes unruly daughter. Slutty little brat gets what's coming to her. And nerdy innocent girl gets educated by her daddy. Oh, that's a... Oh, my. That actress looks a lot like me. Sorry, I shouldn't have invaded your privacy like that. It's not fair. Don't be embarrassed, Daddy. Everyone looks at porn. Even I do. It's normal. I mean, to be honest, my tastes are probably pretty close to yours. I'll probably look up that last clip when I get home later. That might be TMI to hear from your daughter. Hey, you're being awfully quiet. Did I make you angry? You can tell me. I know I always, like, say the wrong thing and make things awkward. Okay, I just, yeah, alright. You know what? Let's just forget I saw it or said anything. Deal? Good. Okay, I just need to do a few more things. Okay, I lied. I can't forget what I saw. No, Daddy, I'm not mad. I'm just confused. Really confused. Like, if there had been porn of someone who looked like Mom, I would have felt bad for you. If there would have been porn that looked like regular cute college girls, I would have just smiled and moved on. But those girls look like me, Dad. All of them did. In one way or another, they were all wearing nerdy t-shirts, the glasses were pretty close, and I think I own those exact Cookie Monster thigh highs. It's making me, think that maybe you have a thing for girls like me, or maybe me in particular. Is that true, Daddy? Are you into me? Sexually, I mean. I'm not mad. I won't be mad. I promise. I just need to know. Because I think I have a right. I fixed your PC and I'm your daughter. Okay, wow. No. I'm not angry. I'm just processing. No, I did not just squirm in your lap. I didn't. I was uncomfortable, so I adjusted myself. And, I feel you. I'm getting bigger and harder. Yes, I did moan that time. I think that's a natural reaction to feeling that pushing into me. God, Daddy, you're so fucking hard. I should stand up. I really should. I shouldn't be... sitting in your lap like this. Imagine if the neighbors saw. God, it's so wrong, Dad. Plus, it must be really distracting to you having your cute little girl sitting in your lap like this. Your fantasy come to life. Rubbing up against you. Grinding her ass up against your hard cock. That must be torture. Knowing you can't have me because it would be wrong. But would it be wrong, Daddy? I mean, Mom left you. I try not to, but I still hate her for it. I can't stand her. So, you're free. It wouldn't be cheating. What? No, you can't just say that. I'm an adult. I make my own decisions. I know what I want. I know what I touch myself thinking about every night. It's this. It's always this. An older man teaching me how to fuck. Guiding me through not just my first time, but everything sexual. Showing me what my body is for. Using me the way I was meant to be used. And they're always like you, Daddy. Handsome and distinguished and confident. Is it really all that wrong? I don't think so. I don't think you do either. You haven't pushed me out of your lap after all. And no one would ever have to know. Yes, I know exactly what I'm asking for. I've considered all the possible fallout and repercussions. Do you know why? Because I've thought about it a lot. I mean, a lot, a lot. You know me, Daddy. You know I can obsess over something I want, and I obsess a lot. I want this. So, if you don't want this, you should tell me now. Just say something like, "Young lady, this is very inappropriate. Get out of my lap and we'll never talk about this again." Or, you could punish me if you wanted. Oh, God, Daddy. I want to be spanked. Just thinking about you forcing me over your desk and making my ass red is just... So, yeah. I guess your little girl is both a nerd and a filthy little slut. Maybe you think that's bad, but I think you hit the jackpot. You're not stopping me from rubbing against you. You know what I think? I think we've gone past the point of no... holy fuck. No, don't stop. I just didn't expect your hands on my tits, that's all. I want you to feel them, Al. I want you to abuse them. Oh, fuck, Daddy. They're yours. They belong to you. I belong to you. Go under my shirt. Yeah. No. Fuck, just take it off. Take it off and manhandle me. Use me. Use me for your... Yes, sir. I'm excited. I'm so wet. My panties are fucking drenched. Just tell me what you want from me and I'll do it. I mean, I'll try. Do you want me to suck your cock? Yay! Okay, I'll get on my knees. You don't even have to move. God, I want to take your cock out, but I don't want to fuck this up. Oh, wow. It's so, yeah, I don't even have the words. I've never gone down on anyone before, Daddy. No, sir. I've never done anything like this. I'm a virgin, completely. Are you disappointed? I mean, being a virgin is somehow supposed to be good, but I'm just nervous. And I want to make you happy, and I don't want to fuck this up, and... Okay, sir. I'm calming down. I'll just I'll just start slowly, but you'll help me, okay? Guide me? All right. I'm just going to take you in my mouth, but I want you to use your hands. Tell me how you want me, how fast you want me to go, and really use me, okay? I don't want you to go easy on me. You shouldn't have to go easy on your secret little slut, should you? Okay, all right. Here I go. Oh, wow. You taste good. Like, really good. Like, I don't know. I've never had this before, but I want more of it. Yeah. Go deeper. Deeper, Daddy, go. I'm all right, Daddy. Just keep using me how you want. It's almost in my throat. Keep. There. I did it. Let me do it again. Yeah, I heard that groan. I think that means I did it right. You stopped. No. I mean, yes, I'm fine. You could finish in my mouth if you wanted. Oh. You want to come inside me? You really want me to be yours? Fuck. I really am going to be an older man's mistress, aren't I? Oh, yes, it's super hot. It would still be, even if you weren't my daddy. But you are, and I love you, and I trust you. Okay, let me just get out of my skirt and panties. God, I'm gonna need to wash these before I go back to my apartment. Look what you've done to me, Daddy. Look how wet and needy you make your little girl. I'm sorry. Look how wet and needy and slutty you make your nerdy little daughter. You're such a bad dad, aren't you? But I guess I asked for it. So I'm a bad little girl, too. You want me to get up on that... I mean, your cock now, Daddy? Okay, just stay there. I can do this. I'll straddle you, and then I'll just let myself sink down on your cock. I never expected you this to feel like. Okay. Yeah. I'm taking my time now. I'm just going to let myself slide down that fucking amazing cock that made me. Until your balls deep in your little girl. There. just use me like something you can program. You deserved of a young girl to fuck. I'm pretty good at dirty talk, right? I watched a lot of very, very specific porn, but I think you figured that out now. None of it was like this, though. I can look into your eyes while you're inside me, Daddy. I wasn't ready for that. I love it. It does more to me than just turn me on. Makes me feel so close to you, Daddy. It makes me jealous of all the times Mom got to fuck you and she still left you. God, I hate your more now. Hug. I'll do anything you want to get you to come with me. I can tell her if you want. I'll just go to her and say, Mom, guess what? I fucked my father. He was so fucking good. He came in me and I really hope he knocks me up. Oh, and I helped him with his PC too. So that's two things you're not able to help him with. Just imagine the look on her face. Fuck. I can't wait any longer. I need you to film me, Daddy. I need it. Please hurry. Don't hold back. Don't make me wait. I'm begging you, Daddy. Come with me. Please. Yes, come inside me. Daddy, thank you for asking. I feel so satisfied. So, at the risk of sounding a little too needy, we're together, right? Like, you don't want any other women or girls, do you? I'm really enough for you? Okay, good. I didn't expect this to happen, but I don't think I could handle sharing you with someone else, Daddy. I think it would make me go crazy. So, I can spend the night? Yes, I want to cuddle and be near you and fuck you again. But also, it will make it easier for me to install Linux tomorrow. Yeah, you're not getting out of that. But that's okay, Daddy. You'll have me around if you need help with anything. And it gives me more power over you. After all, if you piss me off, I can just sudo rm-rf/star you into the Stone Age. I'm sure it won't come to that, though. You've always been so good and kind to me. And I'll show you what a good little slut I can be for you, Daddy. For now, though, I'm pretty tired. Can we take a quick nap and maybe get some food? Cool. I know a place that delivers incredible sushi. Thank you, Daddy, for trusting me with your computer and for making me happy and well fucked.